What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Roman Anthony says Boston is a special place. Happy to be here. Taking the $130 million, which can max out at $230 million. He can hit the market again right around age 30, depending on how things go for him. We've been talking about it all day long on Jones and Keefe. Your phone number is 617-779-7937. We'll get back to you there. Coming up momentarily, we'll go on the clock. 60 seconds on the Patriots preseason opener tomorrow night against the Washington Commanders. Who better to give insight on it, Keith, than you and I, who have been at 10 training camp practices.
We've seen a lot.
Including the joint practice yesterday. We have very, very good insight. Some of the best insight out there.
Our eyes were all over it.
So we'll tell you what to look forward to coming up in just a little bit. Just circling back on Roman Anthony and the extension. I'm surprised at some of the blowback the Red Sox have gotten for this deal. Like the idea that, well, they're cheap now and this is how they have to do business, or Roman Anthony isn't gambling on himself. I know you dabble in that
a little bit. I have, yeah.
Just the idea, and this is probably the one I'm the most with, and I think we talked about this in real time when Brad Foe was sitting in his driveway hearing the breaking news yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, the spin away from doing nothing at the deadline, the odd timing of it. Like, that one I can get behind to a degree. But I'm happy they were able to get this deal done. He's one of the best young players in baseball. He was the top prospect in baseball. They forecast this is how they were going to do business. And I guess I give him credit on some level for actually following through on it. We're going to lock up our young core. Well, they locked up Rafaela. They locked up Bayo, and I didn't like how those looked at the beginning of this year. Those both look like very, very savvy moves. Christian Campbell doesn't look great right now.
No.
Maybe we'll put that in the same bucket. Maybe that'll be a miss on their end. But they followed through and locked up one of their young players. They're doing it again with Roman Anthony. I wish, Keith, we were back to the Theo Epstein days, John Henry's early days as owner, where they were spending with the Yankees and flipping over chairs when they'd get beat out for the Yankees on a big ticket free agent, you know, destroying hotel rooms or whatever Theo was doing
because the
evil empire scooped him. I wish they spent with the Dodgers. I wish they spent with the Mets and the Yankees and teams like this. That's what I wish. That would be my preference. But they told you this is how they're going to do business, and they're doing it. And I think locking up the young core, hopefully, if you want to be charitable, will free them up to spend on the Pete Alonso, Kyle Tuckers of the world in free agency. I'm very pleasantly surprised they locked him up. I didn't think they were going to be able to do it. I thought this guy was going to be a hard negotiation and a hard guy to sign, and they got to him early. I think it's great.
Yeah, I think signing Campbell and even Bayo and Rafaela is certainly a lot easier than Roman Anthony, right? And they at least got those guys, and at least two out of three are kind of paying off right now. It looks like, all right, those were good to kind of lock those guys up. It also says maybe they learned their mistake on the Mookie Betts thing, and they don't want to rue the day again to have somebody like that. And it doesn't mean that Roman Anthony wasn't under team control and wouldn't have had maybe five great seasons with the team, but then you go to arbitration with him. You know, there's some bad blood, and way down the line, he's gone. And we're talking about it in a similar way that we're talking about Mookie Betts. They get out in front of that, and they get a deal done now. So, no, the deal of itself is good for the team, and as a fan, I like it, and I'm like, great, I'm glad they got Roman Anthony. I think where maybe some of the pushback would be is it's right after the trade deadline, which wasn't a very good deadline, no matter how they try to spin it, about, well, nobody traded for Joe Ryan. Like, okay, you still could have been better at the deadline. And people are still annoyed about Devers, and not that Devers has gone out there and done well with the Giants, but it was
he's been terrible.
You took a big contract and one of your best hitters, and you traded him for only one player who's currently on the Major League roster, and he might be your worst player. So I think it's sort of like you had these two horrible moves, and now we need to you're looking for applause and a pat on the back because you extended a guy who's already under team control for a long time. So it's more like the timing of that aspect of it. But if you just told me, like, in a vacuum, they have extended 8 years, $130 million for Roman Anthony, that's awesome. I don't know how anybody can really argue with that specifically.
So I do think there's something to the empty deadline and kicking them into gear. Sam Kennedy, who you'll hear from in a moment, was on this morning Front Office Report with Greg Hill, and he said they were talking about an extension with Anthony going back to winter meetings. It continued through spring training.
Yeah.
I think part of the reason he started in AAA is because they couldn't come to an agreement. Part of the reason Campbell was here is because they did. And I still think that's shameful. Like, you could be in first place if you had Anthony here on opening day. And they decided not to do that. But the detail from Alex Spear today that John Henry alerted Roman Anthony via email that he was preparing to sign him to an offer. I just find that so weird.
John Henry emailing Roman Anthony does
seem
strange.
Let me read it again. Anthony, who'd been alerted Sunday morning by Sox principal owner and Globe owner, John Henry, that the team was preparing to make him another offer, opened the email and greeted it with immediate enthusiasm.
Wouldn't Craig Breslow talk to Roman Anthony's agent and not Roman Anthony speaking or emailing with John Henry? But whatever.
I just think they probably were getting somewhere with their negotiations, although this same story, Alex Spear said they were going to table it until the offseason. They probably kind of knew the parameters and weren't quite willing to go where Anthony and his camp wanted him to. And then Breslow came on this radio station and got booed, and everybody was pissed about the trade deadline and them doing nothing. And they're like, well, let's change the narrative, whatever. Let's throw a few extra million or throw in the escalators they're asking for or whatever little detail they had to do that they hadn't quite come to an agreement on. It nudged John Henry in the direction of doing it. Yeah, it's probably a direct response to the trade deadline. I agree with that, and that does feel gross. Yeah,
because you're like, all right, I'm excited about this. But it's like the same way where, as a fan, you're mad about the deadline, but then they win seven straight games, and you're like, well, I'm happy about that. Like, I'm glad they did that. It's hard. Like, you're never fully, I don't know, either accepting or, like, trust. No, you're never fully trusting the front office, I guess. Right, and that's why even when a good move happens, you're like, "What's the catch? What are we doing here?"
Right,
and I like Bradford's idea that they're going to lock up their good players and then still sign big contracts. But I just don't, until it actually happens, I don't believe that.
Well, what he said, if they don't, shame on them. I agree with that.
Yeah.
They absolutely should.
Yeah,
and you may not have the top payroll in baseball. You're probably not catching the Dodgers, but you should be back in the top five at worst.
Yeah,
and I don't really think you should be out of the top three ever. And I said this when they were firing Dave Dombrowski.
But they've had a series of good moves. I mean, they traded for Garrett Crochet, and they locked him up on opening day. That's a great – those are two great moves. He's one of the five best pitchers in all of baseball. And you got him, and then you don't even have to worry about a contract for a while. Roman Anthony, top prospect in baseball, looks really good when he hits the major league level. You lock him up for the long term. Rafael and Bayo, you locked up before they really got going, but now they're both kind of going. And, like, they're both pretty important players for you. So I like all of that. It's just, are they going to be able to take that, go that one extra step and, you know, really solidify the roster and make a real run at the, like, a World Series?
And here's what I would say. I want John Henry to spend. I think it's pathetic they don't. I don't like where they're at. I know Curtis's whole thing this morning, or him and Wiggy, I guess, were very critical. They still charge the highest ticket in baseball, and it's expensive for a family to go.
Oh, sure is.
And they've dropped off in their spending. They're right about all of that. I would tell you the locking up the young core early does work. I mean, the Dodgers won a World Series by spending like crazy.
Uh-huh.
The Rangers are another team that did that as an example away from the Dodgers. They brought in Seager. They brought in Semien. They won a World Series. Okay, so those are examples of that. There are examples of the Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves locking up their core. So this does work. I don't think the Red Sox should act like the Atlanta Braves or the Houston Astros. But I'm not telling you this approach doesn't work. I mean, it's worked recently with a couple of the most recent World Series winners.
Yeah, no, there's definitely a few different ways to do it. It's just when the Red Sox were doing it specifically.
That's not how they've won, really.
They were spending a lot of money.
Right?
No, like, no, but they had like homegrown guys on their teams.
Like 2018 might have been their most homegrown team. And even that, they still spent on Price. They acquired Sale. They acquired Kimbrel. You went through these earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so even that team was probably the most homegrown, I think. 07 certainly mixed in a lot of homegrown guys on that team. But I'd say 18 with Betts and Bogarts and even Bradley to a degree. Yeah. Like, those guys were all homegrown guys.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at 2018, I mean, I guess you had J.D. Martinez was somebody you went out and got, and he had a great year for him. But, yeah, you had Betts and Bogarts and Devers. And then at the time, you're like, oh, Benintendi and Bradley. Like, those were all homegrown guys. The rotation was really just Eduardo Rodriguez, right? Because Price, Sale, Eovaldi, Porcello were all not. But a very nice mix. But I'm guessing first, second, or third in payroll that year, too? Like, they weren't 12th in payroll that year.
In 2018, they were number one.
They were number
payroll.
One. Okay, there you go. So, like, okay, like, you can and probably should, if you're the Red Sox, if you're the Yankees, you're the Mets, you're the Dodgers, you're the Cubs, you're the Angels, whatever. Like, you should have it both ways. Like, focus on your minor league system. Identify the guys that are really good. Lock them up long term. But then when Juan Soto, Kyle Tucker, Pete Alonso, or Shohei Ohtani are free agents, you're at the top of the list.
They should be. I mean, that's how they should be. I've let that go to some degree. I'm not letting John Henry off the hook for it.
I think we're just kind of numb to it. Like,
yeah,
when those guys come up, you're like, they're not going
to
get them.
I just don't expect those days to be back anytime soon. Like, I could see them, Alonso. They're not going to get Tucker. Just like they weren't going to get Soto.
They're not going to get Ohtani. Tucker probably also they're going to be like,
jammed in the outfield.
We just had this headache, and that's going to create more of it. He's also not
like,
great in the outfield.
Alonso, to me, could be a Bregman type of signing. The market wasn't really going nuts for him last year.
Yeah, Alonso would be interesting.
So I could see that, but right. The actual
Casas, though. 40 home runs, 120 RBI.
Yeah, they might want to take him off the
commercials.
Commercial. Yeah.
There's two commercials that play all the time.
Yeah.
It's the Tristan Casas one, where he's like laying with Wally in the uniform. And then there's the Nesson commercial with Tanner Houck in the car driving around.
Yeah.
I'm like, we don't have like a fresh version. Like, sadly, those two guys are not a part of the team right now.
They were running the Devers one for a while, too. So,
yes. Yeah, they're commercial.
You know what? Maybe that's the jinx.
Yeah.
If the Red Sox or Nesson ask you to do a commercial, if you're a player, you'd be like, I can't.
No Roman Anthony commercials.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Good point. Actually, now that I think about it, I have a marketing idea, Nesson.
What is it?
Do a commercial with Jordan Hicks.
Yeah, put him in there.
Yeah, get Jordan Hicks in a commercial if you could. 617-779-7937. We'll continue with your feedback coming up. We have more on the Red Sox and their spending. What does the extension tell us about the Red Sox and their spending? But, Keith, every Thursday at high noon-ish, we go on the clock. We give you 60 seconds on something. Today, we're going to go on the clock and give you 60 seconds on the Patriots and their preseason opener against the Washington Commanders tomorrow. I believe the last time we did this, you were first up.
Okay. You want to go first?
If you want me to.
That's fine.
I'll give you home ups here.
Give me 60 seconds on what to watch for in the preseason opener.
Correctamundo.
Okay.
All right. You ready for it, Nick? Let's do it. All right. Here's 60 seconds on the Patriots in their preseason opener against the Commanders. Mike Vrabel said everyone that's healthy should play in this game. So I expect Drake May to get a series or two against the Commanders. He outplayed Jaden Daniels on Wednesday at joint practices. We should also get our first look at the rookies. Will Campbell, Jared Wilson on the offensive line. Travion Henderson has had a very good camp to this point in time. Kyle Williams, very quiet. Maybe he actually makes a play tomorrow night. Steph Diggs, Carlton Davis, Morgan Moses, those are all TBD. They've been managed to this point. I don't think we're going to see Christian Gonzalez. He hasn't suited up the last few days at camp. I'm also not sure if we're going to see Jaden Daniels, although the Patriots' defense held their own against him. You'd like to see that continue if he's out there. Terry McLaurin, not on the trip. Possible Patriots target. He's not going to be out there. Don't forget, arrive early. Brady statue being unveiled. 12 feet of Brady.
Oh,
Brady,
wow.
Kraft, they're going to speak. I think Bill Belichick's invite must have gotten lost in the mail. I like the Patriots minus 6.5, Keith, and I'm taking the over 34.5.
You're going over?
Over. I saw that offense
it's
yesterday.
Be mostly
I'm taking,
Ben Woolridge.
I'm taking the over is what I'm doing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of scoring on the first two drives is what I'm expecting. Yeah.
Are you ready, Nick? Put me on the clock. All right, here we go. The Patriots have never lost a game on statue night. It is going to be Tom Brady statue night about 2 hours before the game. Everybody's really excited about that. As for the current quarterback, not sure how much we're going to see him in Drake May. Probably going to be a lot of woolly Ben Woolridge. I am going to have my eyes on the big hogs up front. The big fellas up front, Will Campbell. They're actually going to be really hitting, really taking quarterbacks and running backs to the ground. How does Will Campbell stack up in his first true NFL experience? He's going to be lined up next to another rookie in Jared Wilson. We'll probably even see Marcus Bryant a lot at right tackle. You could have three rookies playing a lot on the front. I don't know about Morgan Moses. That's a curious one for me. Also, there does seem to be a bit of a center battle as well. Garrett Bradbury, maybe not a lock to be the starting center. Mike Onwenu's probably been their best guy start to finish so far in camp. Wide receivers, going to be very interested there. I doubt Steph Diggs plays, so there should be opportunities for other guys to get a lot of reps. Kyle Williams is one who's burned real hot and then has also been pretty quiet on other days.
I would say very quiet.
Yeah.
They've never lost on statue.
I don't think they have.
I had not done the research on that. But
do they win by seven? I don't know. I'm not going to spend your money out there, but
seven.
I don't think Washington, especially like without McLaurin. My guess is Washington's not all that interested in it. Daniels maybe plays like maybe a series, maybe not even. He might not play at all.
I wouldn't be surprised. They felt like they managed him yesterday.
Yeah, they're probably good.
Maybe that was to give him reps in the preseason game.
It's
going to
be a lot of Sam Hartman, I think.
Yeah,
so maybe the Pats by a touchdown, although we haven't really seen Woolridge much. And then, like, does
Woolly?
Woolly, as they're calling him. Does Dobbs need a lot of action? Probably not.
No,
I mean, he's a veteran backup type.
I should have put this in there, but yeah, if you parlay the Patriots and the over, plus 236.
Wow.
Big, which would be
not
good
bad. Oh, huh? Sure you can. Just,
yeah, I mean, you
dip
want,
your toes.
You want some money in the account
over
for when.
$1.2 trillion.
You want some money in the account for when week one rolls around. You got to make some bets in the meantime.
Do you
want
to do this tomorrow?
Scare money, don't make money.
Go bankroll for the Bozo.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Bozo's coming up. Bozo will be back this year.
Preseason Bozo?
No. Can't do it. I can't go that far.
I literally am not sure you even can do that on the app.
He might not be able to. I don't know if you want to save this for tomorrow, if you want to do this today. Is there going to be a player that people get excited about that we haven't mentioned maybe even once in camp, but then gets a lot of reps tomorrow, and you're like, what about this guy? Could that guy play? Do you have any?
Well, I think it's something for tomorrow, but yeah, I could. There's going to be a player like that. Who is it? I don't know. There's going to be a player like that. Lynn Larrison?
Lynn Larrison. Probably
Lynn
Larrison.
The land man.
I feel like a running back, a wide out usually has like the best case. Or maybe like one maniac that just makes like every tackle on defense. You're like, how come we're not talking about that guy? It's like, well, somebody has to play.
Jalen Polk?
No. No.
Could be.
No.
So there you go. There's 60 seconds each on what we're looking for in the preseason game. Preseason opener, I should say, tomorrow night. Pats and Commanders. The Patriots did put out a little teaser video of the Brady statue.
Oh.
All right.
Where is it?
It was a 16-second video, but only like 12 of it was a truck backing up.
It should have been 12
with the statue
seconds.
In the back.
What are they doing?
Oh, yeah, good point. It was 12 seconds of video, so maybe they did know what they were doing.
Tom Brady's statue has arrived. They tweeted this out an hour ago.
It's wheeling in.
Oh, they're unveiling it tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still don't know what it looks like. Statues are like...
That's because they haven't unveiled it yet.
Yeah.
50-50?
They want you to get... Oh, it's this... What would you?
What are the percentages?
I'd wager on the bad 50 with this.
Yeah, I would say so too.
The way Robert Kraft spends on his football team and his facility, I would wager on they cut some corners on this thing, but we'll see.
I'm excited. Statue night.
What did Curran want the other day for the statue?
Did he
say the like the sportsman of the year in the coat? I was like,
yeah, he wanted
like
a long jacket. I think he should probably be in his uniform.
Me too.
So he's very handsome. So I don't know if do you go helmet though? Cause he, you know, played the games in a helmet, or do you have him like,
well, I think you do go helmet because if you don't, you could offend him.
That's true.
It's hard to get that face right.
Yeah, that way you have to do all the facial details.
Yeah.
You have the helmet on.
I
want him throwing the ball.
His combine photo.
I want him throwing the ball.
Yeah.
Or like
just cock back ready to go.
In the pocket, like ready to release it.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Okay. I like the idea of him running onto the field, the LFG.
So that would be no helmet, though. Or
that's
no,
helmet.
Sorry, he does. Yeah, he does have the helmet on. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, could be that, too.
They should put him in a Bucs jersey. That's what they should do. Getting dragged off the boat after a bunch of tequilas when he won with the Bucs.
Or that Deflategate press conference where he was wearing like a winter hat for some reason. He was sweating bullets. He's like, I don't know. I didn't do anything to the balls. Leave me alone.
All right, these are good ideas. That's tomorrow at Gillette Stadium. 617-779-7937. What does the Roman Anthony extension tell us about the Red Sox and their plans to spend in the future? We'll get to that right after Trending with Ben.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I was Roman Anthony yesterday at the press conference announcing his $130 million contract extension. It can go up to $230. He says, yeah, there's enough money in there.
I would say so.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know the price of everything's going up, but you should be all right.
Yeah, keep an eye on those tariffs out there, Roman. Mm-hmm. But he believes in himself. I think that's a pushback to a degree of people saying, why are you taking the money now? You don't want to bet on yourself like Mookie Betts, like Juan Soto, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Which I honestly think is a fair criticism of Anthony. It's like, well, if you really believe in yourself, you go to arbitration in 2 years, right? If you're a Super 2 player, and they lose a year of control because you're top two in the AL Rookie of the Year, you'll be arbitration eligible in a couple of years. You'll make your money there through the nose. You'll get paid in free agency sooner. Why not do that? I think it's a fair criticism. And I think all the Boston stuff is overblown. Like, oh, it's the best place to win. Like, how do you know? You have no idea. You've never played anywhere else.
Hasn't been recently.
You've barely even been in the big league. So yeah. You have no idea. You don't know that. I think all that's overblown. I think what he said is fair. It's like, look, this is a good balance. If I go out there and I'm an MVP candidate and I'm making the all-star team, I'm going to make more money than even the 130. And okay, maybe I don't make as much as I could have my first 8 years in the bigs, but I'll hit free agency again at 30. If I'm the kind of player I think I am, I'll make my money then. This is good enough in the meantime. I think it's a relatively happy medium.
Yeah, I do think it's still better for the team than it is the player.
Oh, it's definitely better for the Red Sox than him, but I think...
No, but he also is coming at it a little bit different than some of the other guys that have done this.
He's only the fifth player his age to make more than $100 million.
So that's what I'm saying. And those guys are pretty much like number one overall picks, if they're international guys.
Mega prospects.
Yeah, right. But like with Anthony... I think that's also a key difference with some of these guys. Because I've always questioned, and I have questioned, you know, somebody signing early when you're like, you just wait a few more years and you could, if you are really good, you can make even more money. But those guys might be 23 or 24, and then they're not a free agent until they're, say, 32, whatever it ends up being. Roman Anthony just turned 21 back in May. Like, he is young, and so he can still take this, bank it. Even if you get hurt, bank it, $130 million, but still be a free agent before 30. And we've seen some of these crazy contracts. Teams, there's at least one or two teams every year willing to pay a guy through his age, like 39 season.
Oh, yeah.
Now, a lot of times they regret it, and a lot of times those final 3 years of the deal, you're like, why are we still paying this guy? But that money will be out there for him. And well, so in that sense, I guess you could call it a win-win.
To illustrate your point, like, you look at the detail. Chris Cotillo at Mass Live had all these details in the contract that we didn't have when we got off the air yesterday. We knew it was $130 million that could be worth up to $230 million, but we didn't know a lot about the escalators. So to your point, it's a great deal for the Red Sox regardless.
Yeah.
Here's what he'll make in base salary the next couple of years. He's going to make $2 million next year.
Yeah,
$4 million in 2027, $8 million in 2028. The salary doesn't jump to $15 million until 2029, and then covering the arbitration year in 2030, he'd make $19 million. Like, so until 2030, or call it 2029, he's not even making 15. Like, even if he's a complete and utter bust,
that's not going to cost
it's
you.
It's really not going to cost them at the end of the day. So no, it's a. I didn't mean to illustrate. When I say it's a happy medium. I didn't mean this. It's a big win for the team. It's a big win for the organization and owners throughout baseball. Maybe John Henry and other hardline owners who want a salary cap. This is a good way to set that line. Yeah. When I say happy medium, what I meant was for him, he's getting his money sooner than he would have. That's all I meant. Yeah.
And like for the texter that's saying, well, it's smart because you could have a career-ending injury at any time. I mean, I would argue out of all the players in baseball that are in their 20s, how many have had career-ending injuries?
Well,
guys have Tommy John come back better than ever.
Career-ending? Yeah, I don't know how many ended their career, but like ones, guys get hurt and it derails their career. Like Grady Sizemore, guys like that. Like there are guys like that.
Yeah, but he was good for like a while. Like, mm-hmm. I bet if you look back at him, he had a lot of good years. So, I mean, I get your point overall about injuries and it affects but like, you'll never play baseball again. Like that's less than 1%.
Yeah.
You can probably find me an example, but like the history of baseball is so long, but
even Cassis, people are and you brought up his name earlier. Even Cassis, people are like, ask Tristan Cassis about betting on himself. Well, his career's not, he's still going to play.
Yeah. He's still going to play.
We look at him way differently. He probably should have taken the Red Sox money. I'm sure he'd feel better about it, but his career's not over.
No.
Might be over in Boston, but it's not over.
No, everybody, I mean, I guess they're all a little bit different. You can find one everywhere else. I mean, Ronald Acuna, when he signed his deal and he's making like $10 million a year and then he wins the MVP of the league, you think he'd, you know, if he was free agency a little bit sooner. So like, could he leave $100 million on the table? Maybe. Right, like I guess we don't know that. Like, we'll have to wait and see, you know, what he would have gotten in arbitration, what he would have gotten his first year free agency, added that up compared to what he's going to make now. So there's a big back and forth that you can have on all this, but yeah, I mean, good for the team. They've locked up a bunch of their young guys, which is different than what happened in years past. We referenced the 2018 team before about the combination of homegrown guys and guys they acquired via trade or free agency. And one thing that's true is none of those guys are on the team anymore. Like that whole team is gone. In 2018, you're probably thinking, man, they're going to be good for a long time. And then Betts is gone 2 years later. Yeah. Bogarts is gone. Well, Benintendi's not that good.
That's like, what I don't get. People are like, well, this is the Red Sox cheaping out. On some level, I do get that. They're paying the guys now so they don't have to pay Juan Soto $750 million in free agency. But a lot of those same people, and I was one of these people, were like, how could they not figure it out with Mookie Betts before he got to free agency? How could they not figure it out? They had an opportunity. They were always behind on Mookie Betts, even pre-arb. Never mind taking him through the arbitration process, which is public and ugly and, or, you know, public isn't the right word. But your airing grievances in front of a player. You brought up Mookie Betts being compared to Chris Bryant, which is embarrassing for Mookie Betts, embarrassing for the Red Sox.
That can turn real sour. Yeah.
Jeremy Swayman is another example you brought up. Like, all of those are fair. And so they avoid all of that with this. And Roman Anthony has security in the meantime. And to me, no, it's a great, great deal for the Red Sox from a business standpoint. It manages their costs, even if he's terrible. They'll eat some salary. They do that with players all the time. They're still paying Chris Sale, for God's sakes. So I think that's fine. But I think it's instructive about what they're going to do going forward. And Brad Foe told us this earlier today. Well, yeah, they should do both, and if they don't, shame on them. Are they going to be players for free agency again, or is this the business model going forward? How much of that has to do with the CBA and the salary cap and all this stuff? I don't know. This shouldn't be the only thing they do, but if deals like this allow them to be spenders again in free agency, that would be a good byproduct of it. But we gotta wait and see. I can't possibly give them credit for that yet when they haven't signed a big ticket free agent in God knows how long.
Yeah.
And I would not. I push back with Bradfo on this. Bregman's not that.
Yeah.
I wanted Bregman. It's a 1 year deal effectively. That's not a big ticket free agent.
Well, Bregman's also a good example too. If you're thinking of Roman Anthony getting these pay boost the next 4 years. In 4 years from now, maybe he's an MVP candidate. He's going to be making, what did you say, $15 million a year or whatever?
Yeah, in 2029. Yep.
So Alex Bregman right now makes $41 million a year. And 3-4 years from now, that version of Alex Bregman, whoever it might be, what is that guy going to make? Like, there's going to be guys in the majors making like $50 million, just like
good
we
point.
See the NBA contracts going up. So like a deal like this is eventually going to look even better for the team. But whatever. I mean, Anthony agreed to it. Great. I do have more confidence in the Red Sox signing one of their own players than I do them signing the next Ohtani Soto.
Oh, 1,000%.
And, like, not even close. There's just way more examples
like
of
it's
it.
Way more likely we wake up one day in the offseason and Marcelo Meyer has an extension than they sign Kyle Tucker.
100%.
Way more likely.
Right, right. And they are a team that should be able to do both. There's like 5 to 8 teams that should be able to do both of those things. And they haven't really shown that they're willing to do that other thing right now. They're not signing the David Prices and the Manny Ramirez's, which were like the top choices in free agency in those years.
Yeah. Now, what I wouldn't do is circle back to the trade deadline and take a victory lap, which Breslow didn't do yesterday. He was asked directly about the Devers money. He's like, yeah, those were independent. He could have taken a victory lap. He did not. On reinvesting the Devers money, if you will. Nick, I want to throw you a bit of a curveball here. Can we go to the
Nick can't hit a curve.
Can we
buckle him?
It's true.
Can we like go Toronto. To what about a Kyle Harrison curve? Maybe you could
Ooh,
maybe you
Kyle
can hit
Harrison.
One of those. Give me Sam Kennedy from this morning on the front office report about the trade deadline. I just want to hear this again because
this is too much for me.
Well, this exactly. Don't do this, Sam. Yeah. I think we all knew this was coming, but here's Sam Kennedy defending Craig Breslow at the deadline.
It was really fascinating to watch Craig sort of throw caution to the wind. I mean, he was all in,
yeah,
incredibly aggressive in packaging in just about everybody and everything in that farm system. There was a real thought that we were going to get deals done, one deal, two deals done for a controllable starter. We fell short of that. We obviously did get a couple deals done to reinforce the bullpen and the rotation with Dustin coming over. But it was there was not a lot of long-term thinking going on at the deadline. And we were aggressive, but I always quote Dustin Pedroia, but sure. there's no prize for trying. He always says we try at the Y, you know, like this is about results. And when we didn't get the controllable sort of targeted starters that we were engaged with, we did feel a sense of frustration, but we quickly picked ourselves up off the mat and we moved on because we knew there were other discussions going on and things that we needed to focus on.
So, Sam, at the end of the day, was it just that teams were not willing to part ways, or was the price too high for you guys that they wanted more than what you were willing to give up?
No, it was teams weren't willing to part ways.
All right, teams have to like our players.
So he kind of cracked himself up a few times.
He did. So something occurred to me re-listening to that, Keith, that didn't jump out the first time. What are your takeaways, though, from Sam there?
He's just like really trying to celebrate Craig Breslow at the deadline, even though Breslow had a bad deadline. Like he's trying to spin it like he was so aggressive, your head would have spun.
Right.
I've never seen Breslow in this state. He was crazy.
Right.
He was doing smelling salts before he was calling all the GMs around the league. And you're like, what'd you get from it? He was so aggressive.
So,
you got Dustin May and Steven Matz.
Right. So just because the Red Sox have won a bunch of games prior to last night since the trade deadline, and just because you signed Roman Anthony doesn't mean you had a good deadline. You still had a crappy deadline.
No, it can be a mixed bag, right? You're winning on the field. That's the most important thing for right now. You signed Roman Anthony long-term. That's great. But you had a terrible deadline, and we're also seeing more and more that you got a terrible Devers return, right? Which I think is also kind of lumped in because you made a few moves in season,
right?
You made a handful of trades in season, and they've all been bad to varying degrees. Off-season was very good. You had a good off-season. You thought you were going to build on this team. You haven't. And you did extend Anthony, so I'll give you credit for that. But then to like retroactively be like, oh my God, guys, Breslow was like a machine in there. he was like, I've never seen somebody so crazy trying to make moves. Now, we didn't make any good ones.
No.
But he tried.
So I just, the one line about there wasn't a lot of long-term thinking, which just sounds weird in a vacuum. Isn't that contradictory? He's like, well, we were willing to throw any prospects and we weren't thinking long term. And yet,
he didn't trade any of them.
Well, not only that, we didn't want any rental players. We wanted controllable starts. So you kind of were long term thinking. You wanted guys who were 100%. Signed.
Good point. That's a good point.
This year.
Yeah, it's like, right. So Joe Ryan, Sammy Alcantara.
You can't tell
you wanted specifically because they were here long term.
Right. The idea is we were all in on this year. We didn't care about next year. Well, that's not really true.
Because you were not Merrill Kelly, though.
You were hyper focused on controllable pitchers and not rental pitchers.
If that was the case,
which doesn't align,
or also, what about a first baseman? Like, why did Suarez or Naylor are both free agents this year? But if you were so worried about this year, maybe you would have gotten a rental stick.
You seen what Josh Naylor is doing in Seattle, by the way?
What's Josh Naylor doing?
Ken came in and told us this. I was unaware of this. He's like, did you see Josh Naylor is like swiping bags left and right? I'm like, Ken, I think you got the wrong guy.
Not him, no.
Josh Naylor has 10 steals in 12 games.
Guy can't stop him.
It's like a big pudgy first baseman.
Can't stop Josh Naylor.
He swiped two last night and two the night before. They should have been in.
I would have taken Josh Naylor.
They should have been in on players like that. I had the righty bats higher on my list than the lefties, but I was looking to improve on Abraham Toro at the deadline.
12 games.
Yeah.
Three home runs. 10 steals, nice. 833 OPS.
Nice.
I'll take him.
So you can't tell me you were all in on this year, throwing caution to the wind, not worried about tomorrow. And oh, by the way, we didn't go get any rental players. We were just worried about controllable stuff.
It was the most reckless deadline of all time. Who'd he get? Oh, you're like, I got Dustin May.
Imagine
he got Stephen Matz.
Imagine Sam Kennedy sitting in a room with the Seattle GM. Like he'd be. I don't even know if he could contain himself with how crazy that guy got.
I mean, holy mackerel.
617-779-7937. More your phone calls there. We'll go back to the Patriots at 1 o'clock. It's Thursday, 12:45. Means it's time for the madness. Kiefer madness. Stay tuned.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I don't play with lions. I don't play with tigers, bears, nothing with the wild. I don't play with those. I promise you. I don't even do roller coasters. I'm good.
We are dealing with amateurs. It's clear that one of them was on fire.
Undeterred by setting themselves on fire, police say these bumbling bandits have been back.
All right, here we go. A Kiefer Madness double feature. They're related. They're almost twins in this storytelling.
Okay.
The first one, Jones, we go to Hadley, Massachusetts.
Oh, Hadley.
So a local local madness.
The home of the great Tom Giles, Hadley, Massachusetts.
Is that where he's from? Yeah,
yes, indeed.
How about that? Yes. On the Wikipedia page for Hadley, Mass, Tom Giles.
If you went to biggest celebrities
TV's
from Hadley,
Tom
Mass,
Giles?
I want to say TV's Tom Giles would be on there. Yes.
Damn. Yeah. That's great. And I bet this lady is as well.
An update now on the woman who is facing charges after she tried using beehives to attack Hampden County Sheriff's deputies.
Okay. A woman was using beehives as weapons.
Okay. I want to hear more of this.
She's a bit of a bee handler. Yeah. Jason Statham, the beekeeper.
Were they her? I'm not to ask too many questions here. Were they her beehives? These are her bees, or did she commandeer?
I mean, nobody really owns these bees. Well, they're wild creatures.
Well,
right?
But some people will have hives on their property.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
You know me.
Yeah,
I got bees everywhere. Wasps,
you know, get some honey?
Yeah. I got bears. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. The Hampden District Attorney's Office confirmed an arrest warrant has been issued for Rory Woods of Hadley. The DA's office told 22 News that Woods failed to appear for her trial date. Mm. They said, quote, while she remains innocent until proven guilty,
true,
the accusations against her are very serious, and stated when she is taken to trial, Woods must present the evidence that she endangered many employees of the sheriff's department who were merely doing their jobs. Mm. 22 News will continue to follow the story and provide updates as they become available.
I just want...
No, not the bees! Not the bees!
Like, I assume you wear gloves, right? Unless you've really, tamed these bees.
Because you wear, a whole suit.
Oh, yeah, just wear the whole
suit. Yeah, a whole, beekeeper suit, I think.
And mask, you just, run after them with
head
the...
Head to toe.
It'd be lower on my list of things to use as a weapon.
Well.
I think they're kind of uncontrollable, to be honest. I'm not sure you can really convince them to do your bidding. If I just, threw a beehive at you, they could come back and get you. And I'm telling you, once they get you,
once they mark you, you said this.
Yeah, they're on you.
Yeah.
They're on you.
Once you've been marked.
Yeah, so I'd be worried about that. But they're going to keep up with that story. That's
okay,
good.
She didn't show up
to court.
You're telling me there's another story related to
There's
this.
Another story, which I assume is related. This, you could call this sort of a sister story. This one, we go to Charleston, South Carolina.
Ah.
So not as close, but in the same world,
okay,
if you will.
Tonight, we're learning more details about the radioactive wasp nest seen in the state.
Nice.
You heard that right. The radioactive wasp nests.
I'm not as up on my comic book characters as you. Is Wasp Man, is that a...
No, Wasp Man.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I'm
Wasp,
sorry.
Portrayed by Evangeline Lilly. Hello.
Hello, indeed.
Hello. She's in three of those films. Or two. Yeah, three of them. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
She's the Wasp?
Ant-Man, Quantumania. Yeah, she is the Wasp. Famously the Wasp.
She was on Lost.
Yeah, she's good in Lost.
And she's the Wasp.
Correct.
Huh.
Confusing.
Maybe
typecast.
Kind of rhyme.
But yeah, the Wasp. This, though, sounds like it could be a superhero origin story.
Yeah, exactly.
Radioactive Wasp? this isn't a proper
society.
This is
Spider-Man, I think.
Yeah, this is exactly what happened to Spider-Man.
Tonight, we're learning more details about the radioactive wasp nests seen in the state. The nests were first sighted in July. Now there are reports of four nests.
Oh, she just got to it. She said nests.
There's
plural.
Four radioactive nests filled with wasps.
Well, at first she said one.
Yeah.
But then there's four of these?
Four of them. They've identified four of them.
Could be more.
I would suggest there's probably more, yeah.
Our Cameron Lime spoke with different experts and leaders from the Savannah River nuclear site about the possibility of the wasps spreading. Cam?
Yeah, that's right, Claire. And while these nests and insects may seem scary, experts say they hold a little threat to us humans.
Little.
Some.
That's not zero.
No.
I heard what
some.
I didn't hear zero there.
Yeah.
I didn't hear no threat.
Not
I heard
out of the
little.
Woods just yet here.
Yeah.
All right. So we talked to a lot of experts. They say little threat.
Okay.
The radioactive wasps.
Yeah. It sounds like they're...
Sounds very dangerous.
They're trying to prevent statewide panic,
they're
I imagine.
They're confirming
yeah.
both things, by the way. They're confirming they are radioactive and they are also wasps. But they're little threat.
Yeah.
Four wasp nests have tested positively for traces of nuclear waste.
Did you want to say anything about
the reporter? I'm just drinking it in.
Yep. Just breaking it down.
Yep.
Four wasp nests have tested positively for traces of nuclear waste.
What?
Give this guy a couple more S's to read.
That's what the one guy that called our show accused me of a couple weeks ago. I was like, I mean, maybe I do. But,
Four wasp nests have tested positively for traces of nuclear waste.
I guess what comes to mind is Chernobyl. There's certainly wildlife living in that area.
No threat, but it does remind us of Chernobyl. How did we land there? Like, everybody's good. Chernobyl.
I mean, it does.
First thought would be Chernobyl. If I had to pick one thing to associate this with, it'd be Chernobyl.
Well, what's going on with the wildlife at Chernobyl? I haven't kept up on that.
I'm sure it's doing great.
The first nest was found in July and terminated. 1 month later, four nests have been found, increasing fears that the wasps may be spreading.
Oh, boy.
I would imagine that's what they do, right?
I'm not sure it's spreading. I mean, I think it's...
Went from one to zero to four. It is spreading. Like it's confirmed
one.
Spreading.
They destroyed it. Yeah. There's more. There could be more than that.
But no. Nobody knows. Not, nobody can say.
It's not spreading.
It seems like it's exactly what it's doing.
The definition of spreading.
Maybe they hadn't tested before and they're seeing nests that are radioactive.
Experts say there's little chance of new nests like these being made away from the facility.
There's too much little chance.
You know, once...
Yeah. There's not no. I'm
There's
not hearing
no
0%
anything.
I keep hearing little chance.
You should be fine.
Little threat. I'm not hearing zero. No, I'm not hearing that. Yeah.
Let's say the wasps move from that area. They're going to have to make their nest out of radioactive material. So once they move out of that area, the wasp is not. It's not increasing the radioactivity.
According to Jay.
Well, no, but the
where
wasp
are they,
is still
where are they taking the radioactive material
to? Like new
to? Yeah,
nests.
Exactly. And yeah, where are the radioactive wasps flying to?
Inkins, the only way for these bugs to harm us is by ingesting them.
Just being close to it is not going to do
be
it.
Right.
You guys will be fine. As long as you don't eat them, you should be fine. You're like, ah, damn it. I can't eat the wasps now?
I had another radioactive wasp.
Were you eating the wasp?
No.
No.
Just being close to it is not going to do anything, or even stinging is not going to transmit it.
Now, I reached out to the Savannah River nuclear site, and officials tell me the nests do not pose a health risk to workers, the community, or the environment. They tell me they're fully committed to protecting all people nearby.
Good.
Working for you, Cameron Limes, News 4.
Cameron Limes.
Good
crushing
stuff.
It. Crushing it.
Good stuff. When life gives you lemons, you get Cameron Limes.
He sounded like maybe, Nick, not to tell you how to do your job, maybe a Brag of the Week nominee.
Now, I reached out to the Savannah River nuclear site and officials.
I do like the people at the Savannah nuclear site are like, oh, no, nothing.
Don't
eat
them.
That, yeah.
Don't promise you're not going to eat them. Like, there's radioactive wasps. They're like growing. They're building nests everywhere. Will this come back to haunt us?
Nope.
Don't.
Nope. I wouldn't worry about it.
You should be fine.
Not a reflection on our work whatsoever. Yeah.
The fact that we blew one of them up and four more popped up.
Yeah.
We got it under control. Like, it sounds like you do not have it under control.
Wow. Yeah. Well, they are very similar stories. You're right.
Yeah.
Unleashing bees on the local law enforcement.
Right.
And then radioactive wasps in South Carolina.
Four wasp nests have tested positively for traces of nuclear waste.
How afraid were you of the murder hornets? Was that something that freaked you out at all? Because those kind of just went away. Those are no real concern there.
They burned hot. They had their 15 minutes, and then I kind of moved on from it.
What's scarier, murder hornet or a radioactive wasp?
I think radioactive.
I think you gotta
wasp.
Go. Well, we know what
anything radioactive.
Murder hornet didn't really do a lot of murdering.
No.
Honestly, all bark, no bite. Those things.
But what if you ate it?
What was it?
Well, if you ate it.
What if you ate it?
Honestly, probably a hearty meal. These things are pretty big.
Yeah, they are.
They're
big. Yeah, that might be the last thing you ever did.
True. Okay. Well, good stuff there. That's the Madness, Kiefer Madness, every Tuesday, most Thursdays here on Jones and Keefe. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. We'll get to the grab bag. We'll get to Clip du Jour. We'll check in with WEEI Afternoons. But on the way next, what is the Patriots' plan tomorrow? We gave you a 60-second thing to look for in the Patriots preseason opener against the Washington Commanders, and a good day for the Pats offense. Arrow up. We'll get to it next.
An update now on the woman who is facing charges after she tried using beehives to attack Hamden County Sheriff's deputies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.